All right, that opening didn't quite work the way I expected. Playing around with some new technology tonight, hoping to improve the show with some new toys. But anyways, it didn't quite work the way it's supposed to, but half of it worked. How's everybody doing? Welcome to Football Miami TV. I'm always playing around with something new. So, you know, that's kind of the fun thing about doing this show. But lots to talk about tonight. Busy week ahead. I don't even know if we need to spend a whole lot of time talking about the Atlanta game because, you know, it is what it is. But as always, you know, I don't do this by myself. So everybody say hello to your favorite uncle, Uncle Ed. Say hi, Ed.
Do I sound like somebody? that's Peter Brown right now in the game for when the show just started.
It didn't work.
Oh, man. Peter. That was one terrible game. My wife, it's funny because she was saying, I'm embarrassed to be your wife right now. She's like, what are you guys going to talk about? You guys lost. You got slaughtered. She's got a point.
Yeah. It's got a point. Somebody was asking, Peter, what the heck happened here?
Wow. New gadgets. That's what happens with new gadgets.
I was playing around a lot last night with things and woof. yes, that is an old shirt, but there is no Messi on the back. This is the coach's training shirt from like year one. Anyways.
And I've got the year one jersey, so.
Yeah. There you go. So anyways, the show is off to a rocky start, just like the game, just like the Atlanta game. But anyways, as always, get, you know, say hello in your chats. We'll say hello to be active in the chat and all that. If you want to, you want to give us a call, you could do that. And that is at, 786-474-4435. But before we get too far, let's say a big thank you to our sponsors and let's start off with Caneswear. That's where you need to go to get all your Inter Miami gear. You want to get a Messi shirt, go and get a Messi shirt. They've got all the stuff you need. Some of that stuff may be on back order, but they'll get it for you. And support a local business. If Davie, Florida is too far for you to drive, don't worry. You can get on caneswear.com and all orders over $99 ship for free. So lots of good opportunities for good stuff. And they're always getting new stuff at Caneswear. Also,
Peter Brown, if you guys want to buy or sell a property, the person to talk to is Mia Rodriguez. Did I tell you that she's going to be on TV? She's like famous now. You guys are going to get to see her soon. Yeah, Selling Florida, the American Dream. That's the person you want to buy. You know, if you're going to buy or sell, Mia Rodriguez is the one to go to. You can WhatsApp her. She speaks three languages. What can this woman not do, man? She could definitely sell or help you buy your property. So be sure to go to MiaRodriguezRealtor.com and give her a call.
All right. Good stuff there. All right, everybody. So let's say hi to some people in the chat, Ed.
Peter, you're going to have to do that because I forgot my phone. Oh, man. This is just a train wreck. We lost. This is terrible.
Yeah, so I'm actually trying to play around with some new stuff on my iPad, which is to run the show. Changing stuff. So trying to get a little more technical, but let's do this in the old fashioned way and run it right here off of my laptop. All right. So start off the first person I see in the chat. Oh, geez. Why do they keep popping up here? Put this down here. And that is Kata. Welcome, Kata. Then we got Louis Rodriguez in there. Yep. One of the new updates on this app is you see everybody's little icon is a little bit bigger. It's nice.
Yeah, and you can see, yeah. If you got your you can see your ugly mug there. Louie, not to say that you're ugly. Just saying, we can see your mug.
Mama FC.
Ooh, I like that. House.
Richard Greenberg, everybody's favorite Canadian.
He bet against us and he made money off of our suffering.
He bet against us, Ed?
He did. yesterday.
So I wonder. Okay. He says in his chat, you know, don't worry about the game you're playing, my awful TFC on Wednesday. So you're going to bet against Inter Miami on Wednesday? I mean, where are you going to throw your money on Wednesday, Richard?
I think he doesn't want to lose money. He's going to go with Inter Miami. Messi, okay.
Sports Shorts is in the house. Welcome. Our old buddy Caesar is in the house as well.
Caesar.
And here we go. One world, one goal. Welcome. Everybody's favorite realtor is here saying hello to everybody. Esteban is here. And we got Ed Barta. The old white jersey can be our new third kit. No, they're going to get a real third kit, I think.
Yeah. They stand to make a lot of money now that Messi's on the team.
Exactly. Marvin Mieles.
Marvin.
From Ecuador. Mike V. Welcome. And that's all I see for now.
Yeah, and he's giving Greenberg a little, you know, you jinxed the team, Greenberg.
That's right. That's not cool. Vote. I mean, you know, you watch this show every week. I mean, I don't know. Is he watching Atlanta shows as well? I mean, you know.
He probably does. But, you know, it's all good. We thank him for his support, but not, you know, for watching the show, but not, he hasn't been supporting Inter Miami, so.
Yeah. Voting against. He's just looking for a paycheck, looking for a payday. But
Peter, Mr. Krabs.
Look, yeah.
Mr. Krabs is on. Give me a second. I'm going to order a cafecito. Señora, Doña Yus Messi, un cafecito, por favor. She's going to hook us up right now. Doña Yus Messi, she's the one that is here at Miami Football Cafe. She's the one that usually hooks me up with a cafecito. Gracias. There you go.
Give me coffee. There you go. How about that?
She's awesome, man. You guys
it works. One day,
you guys got to come over here and, you know, to the Football Miami Cafe. She serves coladitas, pastelitos. There's café con leche. I just got me a café con leche. So, you know, it's she's hooking it up over here. Any similarities in the name, Yus Messi? You know, that's just coincidence.
It's pure coincidence, right?
Yeah. He's like almost 80 years old, I think.
Richard Greenberg's talking about... Uh-oh, this is happening again. Like every page, I'm going to have to reset it on every page. You guys are watching me build the show live.
Man, fiddlesticks. Might as well get every screen going, man, so you can keep, you know, fixing them.
Anyways, Richard is saying Inter Miami is minus 250 to win. Not very good return. TFC is plus 550. I don't know what all that means, but...
He's a betting man.
At the end of the day, it's no bets for Mr. Greenberg, not this time.
Well, yeah, he's saying it's not good probabilities, I guess. He's a betting man. He goes to Vegas a lot.
Yeah. God,
I could go as much as he does. But, you know. Oh.
Steve Munoz is always saying it's a good time for some cafecito.
Good old Steve Munoz. Did you get to go to the game, man? Hopefully he did. If not, he probably went to one of the watch parties.
Well, you know, I was just hanging out today around the house, and one of our friends that watches us from Atlanta was sending me some photos, and one of the photos he sent to me, Ed, from Atlanta was this one right here. Tell us what that says.
It's kind of depressing that Messi, he didn't show up for his fans. A lot of them made sacrifices to be there. So, yeah, but.
Well, it looked like the GOAT did actually get there. He was there.
Jesus, people are just, they're on top of stuff.
The GOAT was actually in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And then. This is what happened to the GOAT after the end of the game. This is how Atlanta gets down.
They destroyed that poor GOAT, man. and they hit him with a bat. Wow. But I don't know if you noticed the advertisement in the bottom that was basically the place that he got a pizza. That's where this whole thing started. He was over here, probably got a pizza to watch the game, and then people just, you know, started making fun of, you know, him getting a pizza, and dude, it just went viral. So that's why they're putting the Banchero thing or whatever it's called down there in the bottom. It's hilarious. Yeah. Dude, what people, they come up with the best.
That's one of the things I found interesting is the fans that went there, and there was actually a video that goes along with it too. I don't know if I could play the video. Let me see if I can get this video to cooperate.
But people just, I mean, all the memes, all the things that people.
Messi! Where is Messi?
That was basically it. Here, we'll play it again.
Where is Messi?
The part that I didn't understand is that's Atlanta fans yelling out, "Where is Messi?" It's not like they're probably, if for them, they should be happy there was no Messi, because no Messi and no Jordi Alba. And I saw that somebody was talking about how come they're not talking about there was no Jordi Alba. That was a major impact as well.
Of course.
And so it was just, I don't even think you need to spend a whole lot. Part of me says the game, It was okay to. It was a good learning experience for the team, because they need to get knocked down a peg, right? Everything's been going too well for them, and so I felt like, you know, it makes sense to get knocked down a peg a little bit, show them that they can lose, and give something for Tata to work on this week. And if you're going to do it now, right? Because there's still a chance to make the playoffs. But, you know, of course, it gets more difficult for every loss they make.
Yeah, yeah. And we've got some Toronto, which is supposed to be an easy game. Let's not say it's going to be that easy. But, you know, we need to get those 3 points. What's going to be tougher, Peter Brown, is Orlando. They're on a hot streak right now. They're in second place. They think they could beat us. And the thing is, what is Tata going to do? Is he going to rest our players? I personally would rest Messi. I would rest Jordi. I would rest everybody, Peter Brown, because, dude, we need to, you know, the following next Wednesday, that's when we play for the U.S. Open Cup final. And that, I think that's a must-win. I will sacrifice the game if I were Tata against Orlando any day so we can get that title. And man, this is all just gravy. If we can get to the playoffs, that's great. You know, that's the cherry on top.
Yeah, and I agree. But you know, that is curious. Does Messi had the question I had? Has Messi had enough rest? Is he had enough rest for these two games? And to play also in the championship game on the following Wednesday. So we've got you know, Toronto, and then we've got Orlando, and then, you know, then the following Wednesday we've got the Open Cup. I'd say yes, Open Cup should be your priority, but Messi doesn't like to sit. So, you know, should we expect Messi in these next two games? Does he have enough rest? Does Jordi Alba now, you know, also have enough rest to, you know, to get in there? Richard Greenberg saying, "Don't worry, Ed, it's an easy win." Don't worry, he's got no faith in his team at all.
Wow, but I like that confidence. Richard, I'm happy that you think we're going to win. Well, I think we should concentrate. Messi should be rested. Jordi must be rested. We just concentrate on winning, getting those 3 points. Those are the points that might be easier, you know. Let's get those points. Let Messi rest or come in the second half against Orlando if the game is savable at that point, or if we can, you know, get in there. But I think give the man, give all of them, you know, all the players that should be starters more of a rest, because we need to get that title. And I can't wait, Peter Brown, because I already asked for my day off.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Mike V is, hang on. I got to do something. But Mike V is saying, play Martinez, Taylor, Uoa, all the kids, Robinson. That would be his team.
Against who? Is he talking about playing with that way with Toronto or with Orlando? I think he's talking Orlando.
It might be both. It might be both. You know, first off, we definitely have got to worry about this game coming up against Toronto. Toronto is the my light. All of a sudden, I'm having all kinds of trouble.
Oh, my goodness.
This is usually what happens to Ed, not me.
Oh, man. Yeah, dude, wait a second, man. Come on now. But, yeah, even my background's a little bit different for some reason. And that I'm here at the cafe, you know. And I want to get some coffee for Peter, too. So hopefully. Oh, there you go. She's quick.
Yeah, yeah. Except but no, so with Toronto, so we've got this game coming up Wednesday. I'm not sure if you're going to make it to that one. We keep being told, Richard just keeps saying it's an easy win. Don't worry. It's an easy win. But I am somewhat worried because... You know, here's the thing I don't get with Toronto is I was watching a little bit of that Toronto game against Vancouver yesterday, and Toronto looks good at times. I mean, you've got mm-hmm. your two Italian players that sometimes don't get along, but they seem, and you know, and I noticed, I don't know how long or if I just haven't watched Toronto in a while, but Michael Bradley is now playing as center back. I thought the last time I watched Toronto, I thought he was still in the midfield, but he's now moved to the center back. They've got a new coach coming October 6th, maybe? Well, I forgot the exact date. But
yeah, I think they basically gave up on this year already. I think they're trying to get through the year and hopefully try to do something for next year, you know?
Yeah, Richard wants us to use the kids. Because it gives Toronto a better chance to win in that game.
I don't agree. We come out with everything, secure those 3 points, because Orlando's going to be the tough one.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Because the Orlando game coming up, they're in second place, and we have to travel up to Orlando. You see, Ed got some fancy new graphics today. How about that?
Yeah, Mickey Mouse. Yep.
But they're a good team, you know. We like to joke that they're a Mickey Mouse team, but this year they are. You got to take them serious, and playing them in their house, got to take them serious. That's a game where, you know, I know, you know, some people. I think you were saying in a chat today that you would rest Messi maybe that game and just kind of chalk it up as a loss. Like, you know, whatever. We're just focusing on the Open Cup. We'll just, you know, concede the kids will play as good as the kids can play. Like, if they could pull off what they did against Kansas City, that's awesome. Good enough, right?
That's exactly what you've been spying on me on Twitter or X, whatever they want to call it nowadays. And I would sacrifice our game against Orlando. I hate to say it, I'd hate to lose against them, Peter, but the reality is, we need to sacrifice it. If we need to sacrifice the game, it's going to be that one, which is one of the tougher ones. And if we, like you said, if we get a result, a tie would help. But we come out with everything against Toronto and everything against Houston for the final. That's our goal.
Yeah, I didn't put up a graphic for Houston because that's the following week. Yeah. We have a show for that in between.
We're getting a little ahead of ourselves because
I think next weekend we'll focus a lot talking about that Open Cup game. But it is valid what you're saying, because we've got these two important games. If we plan on making it to the playoffs, you know, we've got to look at this graphic here. And let me remove this one. You know, the path to the playoffs for Inter Miami are not, you know, it's seven matches remaining, and they need some points. But luckily, we're playing Charlotte twice. That helps. But one of those Charlotte games, from what we understand, Messi is more than likely going to miss because of another international window.
Right.
That's the makeup game, I think.
Mm-hmm. There's a makeup game. That one's going to be tough, man. But we need to win it as well. But that's going to be at home, so that's a good thing.
Toronto. Exactly, yeah.
So that's good for us. The last game that we're going to have is at Charlotte. So, Messi will be back for that one, definitely. But that will be the very last game. Hopefully, we won't be suffering for that during that last game too much, and have maybe, you know, have been at least be close to clinching that playoff spot. But that's another one that's probably a definite must win, and it's going to be a packed stadium. That's a big stadium too.
Yeah, yeah. Kata is saying, whoa, how many games are we sacrificing? Surely not versus TFC. Well, I think Ed and I are kind of talking about is potentially sacrificing the rest of the MLS season. Like the main focus clearly has to be the Open Cup. That's what Ed's argument is. And I don't disagree, but I want to do both. You know, obviously. So, but look, if we put out, let's say Messi rests against Toronto, which I hope not. I want my brother should be going to that game with me, and he's yet to see Messi play. I want him to see him play and all that. But if we rest Messi and we put out basically the team that we put out for the Sporting Kansas City game, that included Busquets and Alba. So the only person resting in this scenario is really is Messi. And then you could flip a coin if you want to put in Martinez or Campana. I'd say keep in Campana. He's hot. That goal by Campana was sweet. I mean, that was confidence, the way he pulled that down and brought that in.
Yeah.
But if we go with that lineup, I feel pretty confident that we could beat at least Toronto. Orlando, you need your A team.
Yeah, that's I'm with you on that. I think we need our best players against Orlando, and unfortunately we've got that US Open Cup coming, so yeah. If we sacrifice any game, it's gotta be the Orlando game. And then after that, once we win the US Open Cup, full throttle ahead, win everything else.
Kata saying Kramaski was sloppy yesterday. Yep, wasn't a big fan of his yesterday. Not at all.
No, he was terrible. Toto Aviles was also bad. Not too many players that you can actually we can name the players that were actually good. I think Arroyo was decent.
In the second half of the game, you know what was bothering me is, and I forgot the guy's name. But one of their players specifically he was allowed on several occasions to just practically walk through the midfield unchallenged. And that's partially Arroyo's fault there. That's his domain. And what was it? Robinson maybe? That was just not our Robinson, their Robinson. That was just unchallenged going through the midfield. Like, we're just going to let him go. And like what Luis Rodriguez says, and this is not just this game, high pressing affected Miami a lot. It's not just this game. In general, whenever I've been on anybody else's show, sometimes I'm on, you know, the Atlanta show or the Charlotte show, and they ask like how to beat Miami. It's like high press. Yeah. You want to beat us? High press. We don't do well against that. No matter what players we put on the field, high press is like our kryptonite.
And yeah, our defenders, there's still something lacking there. I think bringing in Toto Aviles was you know, the hope that he's younger, he's tall, and he's faster, but he just has, it seems like he's nervous out there every game, which sucks. I think he's got potential to be a really good player, but I don't think he's there yet. I think Noah Allen was pretty decent, but
Noah I think had a pretty good game.
Yeah, I think he was good. Campana, dude, he was the only one. You know that he scored twice and very confident penalty as well. He's in top form. Who else?
Let's talk about Campana there for a second. Campana gets a new contract. He's now signed through 2027 with an option for 2028. I know you had a thought on this. You thought that it's so that they could sell him or something to that effect. Tell us.
I think it's also maneuver. You know, Chris Henderson, dude's a genius. I wish we would have had him from the beginning. I think, you know, we would have avoided all these problems that we've gone through. But yeah, the dude's a genius. He was able to keep Campana as a DP, but he did some, you know, finagling or whatever you may call it. He did his thing, his magic. So it works out that we still keep our three under 23s players. So that means Toto Avilés, Gomez, and Farias, they continue as you know, the under 23 players for next year. And I mean, as far as youth, we got so much youth on our team that these guys could just build. But what I was going to is that Campana now, though he's a DP, I have a feeling that they wanted to secure him because there's probably people asking about him.
You think?
And there's potential for them to make money off of him.
See, maybe I'm taking the more naive side of things, but I was thinking it's just like, hey, they're looking at him as you're the future and we want to tie you up. But, you know, maybe that's just the naive fanboy in me, you know, that I want him to be here long term and then just tying him up. But yeah, it could completely be a business deal where it's solely so that, you know, they've tied him up to a long term contract. That way, if somebody wants to come in and buy him, they got to pony up big time. Like the price tag then goes up.
They're going to make some money off of him. But yeah, I think you are right. And at least the next couple of years, he's probably going to be their main guy they're going to focus on, especially if Messi ends up retiring. You know, he's the face of the team for now.
Yeah.
And what's it called? And if the offer is right, they'll make a lot of money off of him.
Sports Shorts loves him. Right over your face.
Come, Pappy. Right over my face.
Oops. Now you're gone.
And now I'm gone.
I'll get you back, Ed. Hang on.
Oh, man, Peter Brown, you're just on fire today. This seems like one of my shows. Always making mistakes.
I'm trying some new technology. I'm trying some new stuff here. Trying some new stuff. It's got potential of making the show better, but there is some learning. And the only way you learn how to use it is do a live show.
Campana's probably going to be face of the team for a while. And dude, like I said, there's so many young players. Farias, I think, is on. He's great. Drunk Murs, what's up, bud? Who else?
Mike V. Feels. Here's Mike V's thoughts on it. They're setting him up to be a Pichichi. I don't know what that means. Next year, and will be sold off for a ton of money.
Yeah, he's with Messi there, dude. He's got the potential to break the record. Both of them. Both of them could break the record for MLS, and I think that's what they're looking for. And you know, but what does Peter? What does this mean for Joseph Martinez? Is he going to be on the bench now?
Hey, look. I heard a lot of people loving him up in Atlanta, so you know maybe he goes back there. I don't know. They gave him a round big old applause. They were happy to see him. The fans love him up there. I don't know. I like Martinez. I think I like his attitude more than anything. He's got a great attitude. He does play well sometimes in the small spaces with Messi, but he's not worth $4 million, and that's currently what he's making. So you know. and it's the last year of his contract. He's going to have to get a new contract. Unless he's willing to go come on a major TAM deal, then no, we got to get rid of him. And so what's the point of playing him right now other than for depth? You know, if somebody needs a rest, you play him. If Campana's having a bad night, you play him. But I lean more on Campana because he, at this point, seems to be your future. You did sign him up. Like Sports Short says, Campana is greater than Martinez. I agree. Big Vinny agrees with, he says he agrees with Peter, but I think he more agrees with you that a lot of teams are going to be interested in Campana, so they were making smart moves.
Yeah. Hey, another thing I was thinking about Peter is, of course they're going to try to make money off of Campana, but what's going to happen with Joseph? Do you think any team would want to get him as a DP? You think that's a possibility?
I don't know. I mean, not for $4 million, but I mean, you don't have to make $4 million to be a DP. Somebody's going to get him for less money for sure. I guess you'd have to look and see who's desperate, who's out there right now that really needs a striker. I guess we'd have to look at we've got a visitor.
Adam.
Hey. I like what Foreside Football is saying here. Foreside Football says, "We can get it done, boys. Love from Toronto. But I'm a Kampapi fan from day one. I want to see Toronto get destroyed. Shouldn't drop Campana."
Yeah, he's on fire. I think they should definitely keep him, get Messi in there. I'm for destroying Toronto. Let's get those 3 points. And, you know, I've said it like 30 times. Yeah. You know what I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Mr. Krabs mentions, I heard Joseph was linked to a move to an English club. Yeah, he was, but I don't know what's going on with that. I haven't heard any further. But yeah, there was some talk about that.
What's it called? The one that that other English team that what's his name? That's on Apple TV. God, I forgot the name of the show. The soccer one. Oh what? Man, somebody in the chat help me out with that.
What are you talking about? Apple TV soccer show?
Yeah.
Apple
TV, yeah. What's his name?
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, I've watched all the episodes. Jesus.
We forget. We're old.
He's got Beard on it. Assistant Coach Beard. There you go. Thank you, Ted. Or Ed. See? Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso. Ted. Gosh.
Maybe that team wants him. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I'm thinking, yeah. Maybe they'll pick him up.
Guerrero's graphic says Miami, a team without defense is a game without Jordi Alba, a sad game. So, I mean, our defense has been okay, but Miller had a bad game for sure. Not only because of the own goal. I mean, own goals happen, but he just overall, he kind of had a bad game.
What about those goals, Peter? I mean, there were some bad calls. I mean, the things they should have gone to the VAR and they didn't.
Yeah. Weissman is asking, where's Messi? Well, Messi was busy watching his son on the academy. Look at those. What's up with those shorts, Ed? I had to ask my wife. I said, am I just like, do I not know fashion? Is that what it is? Am I just that old? I don't know fashion. What's up with shorts that are rolled up like that?
He probably just cut him, you know, dude, the guy's, you know, that might be the new fashion. We just don't know it. Or maybe he just cut up his jeans and he said,
did Messi show up to the game in long pants and jeans? And it's just like, man, it's hot. Let me roll up my jeans.
Yeah. Screw it. Let me just cut them and roll them up. He can do what he wants, Peter. He's got the loot. He's the GOAT.
He's got, that mate drink, right?
There you go. The mate. We need to get use Messi to start doing the mate too.
So you're asking where Messi was? Yeah, a new Weissman. That is a soccer dad. Where?
There we go.
I know, but it's in the right place on the other side. I don't know. It's all messed up.
Right.
Here you go. Mike V says, these are ref jorts.
So
Messi's working on his future, you know, future academy coach. When he retires, he's ready to be an academy coach. He's working on his future job there.
I don't know if it's his job. He's definitely going to be an owner, so he could do whatever he wants in that
right,
team.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Jorts. There you go. Jean shorts.
Yeah. All right. Let's go and play.
We got a call.
Yeah, we got a call, and she's been screaming at me for a while in the chat to play her voicemail. So let's get to play this voicemail.
It's time for your voicemail.
Hello.
Hey, Peter and Uncle Ed and all the great fans, old and new. Just want to give a shout out. I found a place awesome that me and number 17 are going to be going to 3 blocks from the new stadium. Found a house. So they better build that puppy quick. So I'm banking on that. And super excited to party at my place eventually. Got a big yard and stuff, so can throw up a barbecue pregame. And let's talk about that pizza being Italian. What the freak was that pizza? And then Atlanta puts it in an L shape for loser. I have never seen a pizza like that. I know that's like Argentine style, and they actually call that from Napoli. But I don't know. Being Italian, I'm not going to claim that pizza. So, Messi, if you're listening, I can have my Italian mother make you a homemade pizza that you're going to love. Okay. Love you guys. Love the show.
I didn't see the pizza. I didn't see the picture of the pizza.
Yeah, look it up. It's on Twitter. I think the Heron outlet, I think she had it up. Look for, I think they had it up on there. One of them had it. And it, it's a very different type of pizza. But like, you know, Italia or Miss One World One Go is saying, it wasn't one of those, you know, you got the picture, don't you?
No, but I do see on the Heron outlet, man, people like, you know, we had a show title, and then other people have almost the same show title. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that too.
So, that's all I'm saying.
The thing is, yeah, we try not to see other people's stuff. But, you know, somebody sent me their
of the pictures. I don't see it on the Heron Outlet's tweet. And One World, One Goal saying it went worldwide. Well, I didn't see it. That's all I'm saying. I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was out there. One of them had it. I don't think it was.
I Googled Messi pizza.
Yeah, pizza. Yeah, I don't know how to look it up, but eventually you'll find it if you keep looking. But yeah, he was criticized big time because of that. And, you know, instead of, you know, he's buying a pizza maybe to watch the game or something. And oh, there you go. That's it right there. And he promoted, you know, whoever that business is. I'm wondering if maybe that's his business, or he liked it that much.
Banchero Miami.
Those guys are going to get a lot of business because of his shout out.
So what do we got on here? What do we got? It looks like we got pickles. Are those pickles on there?
Or pickles, tomato. There's
a lot of tomatoes. I love some sliced tomatoes on a pizza. I will tell you that. I love some sliced tomatoes. I had one the other night.
That's not bad, but yeah, there's a whole bunch of them there.
I don't see any red sauce anywhere on here. I mean, maybe underneath some of that. That's an interesting pizza.
Definitely vegetarian, because you know I'm a meat lover myself. So, you know, I'm in order. Ed,
I'm kind of interested to check this place, Banchero Miami, out. And how many people are going to go there and just say, I want this pizza?
You know what? Let's do a video. We're going to go and check that out. We're going to be the – well, I'm saying it's nobody else could copy us, because you know how they copy us nowadays.
One will, so, yeah, right.
Olives, not pickles. Oh, really?
Saying they're olives, not pickles.
Yeah, they're olives. Yes, they are. They're round, Peter.
Yeah, they're round. They were round. Okay, yeah. Quick glance. I thought they looked flat. Yeah, it was hard to tell.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro. A new Wiseman is saying he heard the place is packed. Kata likes your idea for us to go and have
We're going to go do that pizza, hopefully, as soon as possible.
Wait, Kata has an issue with sliced tomatoes. Pizza has tomato sauce. Why add sliced tomatoes? Because it's good?
I've had them with...
I do it because it's good. Come on. Mm. You know, I don't know if you have... I've heard of this place, Mod Pizza. That's we had the other day in our house. We had some Mod Pizza. And, you know, it's kind of like same concept as Pieology or Blaze. It's all the same stuff. And you could get, you know, put whatever you want on the pizza. And, you know, I had some, but, you know, I got some pepperoni, got a little bit of sausage, got some sliced tomatoes, Kata, sliced tomatoes I had, and some, like, oregano and all that. It was good. It was good. I'm not putting olives, though. I see, that's the problem I would have with that pizza right there, Ed. I would have some serious problems with the olives there. So yeah. I can't do olives. I do not especially like olives.
In there. Yeah. That could be a problem for your teeth right there. Because I know you like to chew through everything. So that's going to be an issue with you.
So the question, Big Vinny's saying, so Peter's a fan of the messy pizza? I don't know. I don't know if I am. I'm just saying I just like the tomato choice. Maybe a little too many. Maybe too many tomatoes.
Just because everybody wants us to do it, we're going to go do it. We're going to check it out and see if it's any good. And we're going to film it.
Ed is telling me to pick the olives off. Yes, that is exactly what I would do, Ed. I've done that. Oh, Ziad Khalif is saying it's anchovies, olives, tomatoes, onions, and mozzarella. I don't like the anchovies either.
Are they anchovies?
I didn't see anchovies on this.
Yeah. But maybe he's got better. Maybe that stuff in the middle, is that what anchovies are?
I mean, maybe we're going to have stuff right here.
Well, I'm sure if we go there, we ask, okay, I want.
Give me the messy pizza.
Yeah, and then they're going to give it this. And you're going to be forced to eat it all, Peter Brown.
For a video, I'll eat it. I'll even eat the anchovies and olives just so you can get a reaction.
I'm going to take also with us because he could eat a lot too. So, you know,
He's a big dude.
So if anything, we can have a slice, he can have the rest. He's a big film.
He's saying it's he's calling it the Don Antonio pizza.
Don Antonio pizza. Or Lionel pizza, they should call it.
Yeah, but it looks like the place is Banchero, Miami.
We're gonna go check it out, Peter Brown.
What I had heard was I had heard people talking about the pizza, but I didn't see it. And so he tweeted Instagrammed or whatever he used. This pizza around the same time as kickoff. I mean, was that like he's eating this instead of watching the game, supporting his team?
Earlier, we got to check the time and everything.
Right, we need to see the timestamp because I expect him to, even if he's not in the game, he should still be engaged and watching his team.
Uh-huh.
I'll be honest, I didn't like the fact that he didn't travel. I'd say, you know, even though you're fatigued and even if you're not playing, you should still travel with the team. You're not injured. I thought he should travel, but being a good dad, I guess, you know, plays a part too.
Yeah. Remember his son, he was in Argentina when his son's, I think it was on a Sunday, one of his son's birthdays. So he came up and made up for it. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, all right.
Whatever.
I'm just saying. I don't want him ordering pizza when he should be focused on watching the game. That's all I'm saying.
Right. No, I think
Big Vinny agrees with me.
There you go, Big Vinny.
Yeah.
Big Vinny knows.
Oh, well, he agrees more about the travel. Why didn't he travel? Right. Yeah. I guess the thought is, if we know you're not playing, why put you through it? But on the other hand, I look at it as you're supporting your team. You just by him being there lifts the level of the players around him. Just by his presence, I think, does play a part.
Right.
Here's the thing. Louis Rodriguez is saying Messi couldn't miss his son's birthday. Yes, you can. As a professional sportsman, you miss birthdays, holidays. You know, you miss all that kind of stuff. You know, you're an NFL player and your team plays on Christmas, guess what? You're missing Christmas because the game is more important than your family in these situations. You get paid a lot of money to make it your priority. So I don't buy that. I'd say you, unfortunately, as being a professional athlete, you are at times not the best dad. You're just not. And you're going to have to make up for it after you retire your playing, after your playing days. I think that's just the you know, my basic thought. They let him do it, and that's all good. But, you know, I don't know. I like to have seen him travel. Sports shorts is concerned that his comments are not in the going through. Yeah, we see your sports shorts. Maybe I didn't put them up on the screen. I don't look at the chat the entire show. So maybe I missed your chat. If you want to put it, if there's something you want us to talk about, you know, throw it in there. Also, we don't promote this that often, but you want to guarantee your question get answered, is there is the super chat. So I'm not, you know, we're not sitting here trolling, asking for money, but I mean, if you support the channel, we're definitely gonna, it'll put your comment to the top. It just also, the program does that. It puts it to the top.
So we'll definitely put it up, and it helps for us, for Peter to get his new gadgets and stuff. Hopefully they actually work.
Hey, it's working better now. There's some you know, issues here.
Super chat. God is saying, buying our merchandise. We also have merchandise, guys.
Yeah, we have a little bit of a store, but yeah. Hey, which another thing, we got mugs on there. We got mugs on there. Neither you or I have ever ordered one, so I can't, you know.
Whoopsie, my bad.
I've ordered a shirt through there. You know, I remember one time I created a store, and somebody was mad at me. This was back when I was in charge of the supporters clubs, and they were mad at me the fact that I would go and I'd print out all these different merchandise materials and put them on a site for a little supporters club. I'm like, that's not the way it works. These are like print on demand places. That's why they're a little more expensive. They're a little more expensive because they're print on demand.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about is, do you think the turf actually affected us as much as you think, as it, you could say it did? Because I mean, we were terrible.
I don't think it's a turf. I don't think it's a turf. I mean, everything I've read is that they have a very good turf. Even Tata said his teams always, you know, whether he was coaching Mexico or coaching Atlanta, players got used to that turf very, very quickly. It is one of the top of the line turfs out there. So, you know, I don't think that's it. They've a lot of these players. You know, not a lot, but I mean, some of the players were with the team last year. They've played in Atlanta before, you know, Campana did for sure. And so I don't think that's the issue. They just are a tired team. And let's face it, even when Messi and Alba were on the team, you know, we gave up goals.
Right.
And so we just were able to outscore the other teams. And if you're missing a very key ingredient, you know, and more than anything, I agree with what Ziad is saying here. We lacked concentration, I think is what he's trying to say. Yep. Because they kept giving away just dumb balls. I think, if I'm not wrong, I think it was like the fourth or fifth goal. I don't know. But I think Miller just basically passed it to the other player on the other team, and they just kind of took it. And, you know, it was a bad – there was a lot of giveaways. And I saw somebody in there saying Kermoski did not play a good game. Exactly. Kermoski had a ton of giveaways as well. It was a sloppy, sloppy game. That's what you and I were chatting back and forth with each other. It was just super sloppy game throughout.
Yeah, one of those games that we started off pretty decent. We scored first, and I was feeling good, man. You know, normally I feel, you know, I'm a little bit more nervous. But in the beginning, I was like, okay, we can take this game. I was like, then they tie, and I was like, that was a stupid goal, whatever. But whatever, you know, that the one on the line, I think, was the tying one or the second one. I don't remember exactly, but, you know, they should have, you know, the goal line cameras. I mean, we've got. The VAR for a reason, you know, why didn't they check them on the other game, the other goal as well? There was another goal that was offside. Everybody saw it. You know, it was obvious. They didn't even go to the VAR on that. So, yeah, we would have lost 3-2 anyway, but it wouldn't have sounded as bad as 5-2, Peter Brown.
Yeah, you know, I saw people, like, complaining about the goal line technology. Everybody's sitting there screaming that we don't have goal line technology. But we haven't ever had goal line technology. This is nothing new. I mean, you know, there's nothing new about that. And yeah, I don't think that goal was in, but it was close, right? So it was really close. And you know, I don't know what leagues do have goal line technology.
I think there are a couple of them,
but they're probably your biggest league. So I'm not sure, and it's a legitimate question. I don't know.
I think the Saudi does. The Saudi league has.
Well, I said big money, right? Didn't I? They got more. They got so much money.
But I saw a game the other day with Ronaldo, and wow, those players are terrible. They got top players, but in between all the other guys, they're bad. I mean, MLS players look, you know, so much better than some of these guys. I think they just pick up a guy from the middle of the road and say, hey, you want to play some soccer with Ronaldo? Come on and, you know, play. It's like having you and me up in there, Peter Brown.
All right. Aaron Lee is saying, risking Messi on turf would have been stupid. I think Tata and the team went there with the mentality that we can afford to lose one game, and not risking Messi was a wise decision. Yeah, I agree. But, you know, it also, based on what, you know, we were talking about earlier, are we potentially doing that this week as well when we're playing Toronto? You know, are we, you know, because you look at Toronto and say, yeah, we're not scared of you, Toronto. I mean, you're terrible. You've got two good players, though. If they decide to have a good game, we're in trouble. But basically, they're a train wreck. So do you say, all right, we're going to rest Messi again. We're going to rest him on against Toronto. And then, you know, how about Orlando? Now, Orlando's a much tougher team. You probably should play Messi, but then you've got the Open Cup game right around the corner. The final, which is way more important, trophy, you can get it. So there's a lot of questions, like how much resting of Messi are we doing?
Yeah. So what do you guys think? Should we rest Messi? Should he play? Should he play against Toronto? Should he play against Orlando? When should he rest? I am for play him for Toronto, rest Orlando, and then we win that title.
Pseudo fantastic, so whatever that is, says a referee was not registered with FIFA. That's not true. He's a referee that has been around for a long time. He's coached in, I think, what was it, the Club World Cup or something. He's been around a long time. He may not be your favorite referee, but he is definitely a FIFA ref. That is not accurate.
Yeah, that guy's around. I've seen that guy. I think did the World Cup too. So
they were actually talking in the during the game, in the beginning of the game, that he came. He's been out for about a year because he had an injury. You never talk about. I mean, think about this. How many games, Ed, have you watched where you see the referee get subbed out? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, I've seen it before.
I've seen it once.
Then I was just like, what? What's happening? But it was up in the altitude, so, you know, the guy, I think, ran out of breath. And in Ecuador, they had them like real. There were real old ones too. Mm. Then they started, you know, then they started getting younger refs.
One world, one goal. Saying here, the problem is the Messi fans live in Atlanta, and paid $800, and he didn't say he wasn't going until the night before. Yeah. There was, I saw a lady posted something on social media that she spent $2,000 to see Messi. And, you know, I guess it could be around that much. She spent a bunch of money on tickets. And if she's from South Florida, drove up there. I don't know. Maybe she lives in Atlanta. I don't know where she's from. But she says she spent $2,000, was not happy that Messi was not there. And she was even more upset that Joseph Martinez didn't turn around and say hi to her when they were yelling at him on the bench. They had good seats behind the bench. And I thought that was pretty funny because players are locked in and she was unhappy that he did not acknowledge them. I thought that was kind of silly, but you know.
one. Yeah.
Ed Barta is making a comment, which I get. The ref needed to take better control of the game, for sure. I was surprised that he basically sat and watched the fight happen with the goalkeeper and Campana. I mean, he just kind of just sat there and watched and just told everybody kind of, all right, guys, let's go. Let's go. I mean, I was shocked there weren't some yellow cards thrown around. Even if the yellow cards were against us, he didn't take control of the situation at all. So, you know, I don't agree with the pseudo Fantastica saying he was not a registered referee. He's a registered FIFA ref. He just may not be a very good one. So, I mean, that's a whole other topic, you know?
Yeah.
Louis feels like it's embarrassing that MLS doesn't have goal line technology while Europe does. Listen, Louis, MLS is not at the level of these European clubs. MLS is not yet at the level of you know, Premier League and La Liga and all that. You can't compare them. You know, we're not there yet. We're getting there. You know, they're spending money on players, and so you would assume that, yeah, next you should start spending money on some of the available technology. But you can't compare everything to Europe. We're not where are we in the rankings of leagues? I think we're below, Brazil as far as the most popular leagues.
Right.
And I bet you Brazil doesn't have it. Here, what Esteban says, it's not embarrassing, it's not crucial, and we ain't got EPL or NFL money to be investing in that. You know, not yet. I don't disagree with Louis in that they should be thinking about it, but I don't think it's embarrassing.
Well, with the messy money they're getting, it'll probably happen in the next year or so, or 2 years.
One world, one goal, saying with all the billionaires as owners, come on. Goal line tech. Yeah. Just because you're a billionaire doesn't mean you spend all your money on everything. You know, every team is going to have a budget, and they're going to live within that budget. And so they can't just start writing checks everywhere. They've got to have a budget for it. And you know, what Anu is saying here, we got VAR before the EPL. So, I mean, you know, I think they'll get it. They'll get it. The technology, but you know, it take a little time.
Yeah. Anu must be happy. I think I saw him on the Atlanta fan show. He was on there as a guest, or I don't know if he speaks there pretty often, but yeah, he was talking about how happy he was, how we didn't have Messi.
Mm.
Oh yeah.
I have one other topic. I had one other thing I wanted to just mention because I thought it was kind of cool. But before we do that, Mohamed Basri is saying, to keep Messi fit for the U.S. Open Cup final, why does Messi have to play against a team that can be beaten even without Messi, which I mean is Toronto, I guess, unless it's against a strong team, Orlando. Of course, he has to play if he's healthy. I that was what we were arguing about earlier. I don't know that he has to play. I don't know that he does play in those scenarios and against Toronto. That's my question. Does he rest against Toronto? But I also know that he wants to play every game.
And I think we do it, you know, to get as many points as we can, but make sure, you know, I think we should, you know, I said it before, we need to come out and win. The Toronto game's winnable. So why not, you know, go out with everything. Let's not get too confident, because then we're going to be struggling against Orlando. I'd rather we, you know, score 7 against Toronto. I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but we have better possibility with Messi to score more and win by more and you know, secure those 3 points. You know, if we score a lot of goals, you get Messi out, have him rest, and then, you know, maybe he plays a few minutes against Orlando.
Aaron Lee is saying, I think if Messi is not injured, he plays the remaining games. Messi will miss one Charlotte game on the 18th because of international duty. Only game he might lose now is that against Orlando. Yeah, maybe. And I guess in a lot of ways, it sounds like it's up to Messi, you know? So anyways, one other thing I just wanted to bring up, because I thought it was kind of cool. The team announced that coming to Drive Pink, coming to the facility. Are you a rugby fan, Ed? Miami Sharks. And I think the name is cool because I don't know if you remember, there used to be a soccer team called the Miami Sharks. I used to go see them. They, if I remember correctly, they played some games in the Orange Bowl.
They did in the Orange Bowl.
But this is a rugby team.
Rugby, I don't know. You know, I've seen a few games and stuff. I think it's, you know, definitely a lot, you know, more nonstop than American football games. You know, American football game stops all the time. This is more like soccer. It's like nonstop most of the time. So, you know, interesting that they're going to do it. But they're going to do it at the AutoNation Sports Field, which is
right
the other stadium that's right behind the Dry Pink Stadium, right?
Right. And so, yeah, it's the field that has just like a few bleachers on it. Not a lot. It's the field that if you've ever gone to one of the supporters clubs gatherings that the team hosts, they're on that field. It's a turf field. They did say they're going to add seats to the, because it has to, in order to play in Major League Rugby, that's the league, it has to have at least 5,000 seats. So it's going to have 5,000 seats. So they're going to somehow add a bunch of seats to that. I would be interested to go. I like the colors they chose. Smart. Jumping on the bandwagon of the pink. But I also like that they've got the blue. It also makes sense with a shark. I would definitely be interested. I would love to get a... I like the logo. I want a Miami Sharks t-shirt.
We got to go check it out. Do you know when the season starts?
I have no idea. I went on their website. I couldn't find it. But, you know, we'll figure that out as time goes by. But I just thought that was a cool thing that they announced. And I think One World, One Goal said another Miami team playing in Fort Lauderdale. Yep. But it makes, they probably should have just branded it Fort Lauderdale, right? But they didn't. And they get to use the entire training facility. So they're like, hey, state-of-the-art training facility, as well as not just using the field. So they're going to be training alongside your Inter Miami players and all that kind of stuff. So I thought it was cool. Another way for the team to make money.
That's true. So I did drive by the Mel Rees, soon to be Miami Freedom Park. Didn't see much movement there, which is kind of troubling. But I did see an extra truck in there. So maybe they're doing stuff, but they're just taking their time. Let's see how it goes this week and see if we can make more than one video.
More than one video. That's it. We're done. They're not doing anything else. Eventually, there will be more. So I think we probably need to be back there in another week or two, you know, another couple of weeks. Tank says that Sharks logo is dope. I agree. I want a t-shirt or a hat and a hat probably with a Sharks on it. I like it. One World, One Goal likes the logo as well. So, yeah. Yeah, hopefully we'll start seeing some more progress on Miami Freedom Park. And when we do start seeing more progress, we'll definitely shoot out there and make another video. But Ed, before that other video, we have, what are we doing tomorrow?
Guys, we will do this same stuff right here. I will do it with Marco El Oso Donoso. We'll be talking in Espanol. We're going to do a review in Espanol for all you Spanish speakers. I know there's a lot of Argentinians and fans from South America and Europe who speak Espanol. We're going to be doing this. We're going to be talking about the loss and what's coming up. Lo que viene. Vengan, escúchenos mañana, 9 p.m.-ish. We'll be on. Nos chequean. I'll see you there.
Sí. Anyways, all right, so that sounds good. Everybody needs to join tomorrow as well. All right, everybody, thanks so much. It was a lot of fun. The chat was very active. Appreciated. There's already close to 400 chats tonight. So Louis says mañana. So it sounds like you've got at least one person that's going to one of our regulars checking in on tomorrow. So that should be good. All right, thanks everybody for watching. You know the drill. Please like, share, and subscribe. And Ed, we'll see you tomorrow.
Vamos, see you, everybody. Inter.